Begin the current daf. Daf the Bama say daf kotzes vav amad beis. Begin amad beis. Can tell us to begin with the words of the actually belongs in the Mishnah. So like it says in the pasuk lo yachvul rochayim v'rochem. Now, Tais is, so it's two different kalim of the same halacha of the millstone. So it's like, I'm going to say, according to Rabbi Yoishia, which we brought this in the Tzadik Dalmat Beis, minnolan l'chayv kol achas b'vnei asma. We're saying, okay, even though the millstones work together, each one's own independent love. How do you know that each one's going to be independent love? Kibin the Matzach Oy l'chalik, he holds that until you have an Oy, it's only if you have both. So it would only be one love for both. And El Rabbi Yechanan Nami, also according to Rabbi Yonason, or actually Rabbi Yechanan, is the Lematzrich Lachalik, who, you're right, it doesn't require Oy to separate, Menon Lachayv Shtayim. How do you know you can live for two Mishon Beis Kalim because of two vessels? Kim Lav Echad Nemru, because it wasn't said as one. So even according to the instance, it's difficult. How do you know chayv two? It's still one nazara. The Chachamim say get a notion. This is how the Gemara says in Chul enough kof beizim a beiz that l'rbiyinusin, or the Gemara says l'rbiyichanon, the loylaki elochada, where you're only going to get if someone eats im achal basim min achai or basim min atreifa, if he eats meat from a living animal and from a treifa animal, he's only going to get one set of lash. Because both of them were said in one negative prohibition. So here also, they're both said in the same negative prohibition, but how you know you have two, maybe you have one. So the question is on both opinions. Now, says to me, however, Reb Yishai Yishlam, what you can say Reb Yishai is like this. Kib nechsiv v'rachav, it says, and the top millstone, v'likosav v'rachav, it's like as if it says or, and that's how we know that it's mechalik and to be chay each one individually. So too by which our Amid brings over here regarding partially roasted and cooked carbon pesach. It says from it the mashma fil b'achman that you chay even just one of them. That's in the chay for both. The prohibition of bringing on the mizbeach leavening and honey. The min per kol menachas digmas menachas of nolches mabeis the leikah kolech b'vnei atzmai. That you get lashed each one independently because the chesed it says nabot lezektiru mi menu, don't sacrifice from it. And gabechartz mazog, so too regarding the prohibition of a nazar for the grape seed and the grape peel. Chesed it says in the pasuk viad the mash meshab lachalak, which again these all connote differentiations. Void more of the gabechaim rochev regarding the two millstones. Ilu mechayv alashneim yachad, if it would be true like we're asking that you'd only be would be chayv if you have both of them together. Then lishta krom merachem. Then the pasuk should have been quiet from the upper millstone. Only say the lower millstones. The mashma. It sounds like that shnei biyachad. That yeah. Well, they're both of them together as one. But the fact that it says it is telling that each one is going to have an independent law. Okay, but says ketaisa of a kashul or b'yishia. But what's difficult with b'yishia is that right. You chayv for each one individually. However, menon lechayv shtayim. How do you know you're going to be liable for two when you do both? Since it was said in one negative prohibition. Now, says Taisus, Aval Ribyonson, but according to Ribyonson, the Itzra Chiluk Bekulu, that he holds that you have to have a differentiation that it doesn't require a Pasuk Mechalik. So, okay, so Chayv Kol Echad. You would understand that you mechayev on each one individually, but according to Bishya, that's the difficulty that because Yenison could learn that from the vav rachav and mimin, like we said, all these have been mechayev too. But according to Bishya, is difficult. So it says b'shema yeshlema. Maybe you could say the gamla Bishya. No, that actually also for Bishya that kibin deka kroy bekulam l'chalik, since you have psukim by all of them. Two separate, as we said before, which works for, like we said, for Bionison, but actually for Bishya, so Chavik Olechad, you'll be liable for each one. And the reason is, because Le Dom Labasa Basa, the Trefa, which that's what we're asking from. Because like Shem Chilik, there is no differentiation in the Pasik, one from the other, so you only get one set of lashes. But here, we have Chilukim, as we said, Michaev on both. But you know, I mean, another part you could say is keep in chest with Mefarashin. Since the prohibitions are explicit in the pasuk, Ruchayim and Rachab in all these cases, Koy Lav, I call Echad Echad, so the negative prohibition is set on each one individually. And which is not the case by Basa Menachai and Basa Menatrefa, which are not written, they just learned out from the same words of the pasuk, Basa Basa the Trefa. And this can be Bakun, just like Rashi explained Prek Basa Makas, last Prek of Makas, after Yitchas Menav, Kabbalah Sukha Lechel, Bishrecha, Maisle Gonchel, Bugoymer, to like Choshev Lav Shabakalal, it's not considered like a general negative prohibition. Now, fellow Havakseb Le Sukha Lachem, even if the word is said that you cannot eat them, and Machem Akulam, and if you eat from all them, Hoyachai Bakal Echav Echad, you rely on each one individually. Like we said, Leitam Lavasa Basa the Trefa, which is not similar to the pasuk Basa Basa the Trefa, which we said is just one word, including both, and not to eat the life with the flesh. The mashmat like elchad milsa sounds like it's only one thing. Avagav deshim not trei milo, although we actually do expand from it two different ideas. But kibin dechse beloshen iser echad, since it's written in one terminology of prohibition, and chayev el achas, they're only liable for one. Now the Tais continues. He says that now this that you need a pasuk to differentiate between a mona shegerusha l'kohen gadol, between a widow and a divorcee, in kedushin the gemara darshins from a pasuk that a kohen gadol that's born the isha gerusha, which is also namana, is chayv shtayim, and they needed to differentiate the perkes are yochsin over the kedushin of einzaim nebeis, which the question is. But the two Isurim are mentioned in the first in the Pasuk, so why would you need to be Mechalik? So it's Taisan Meshun the Beguf Echad, because when it's one body, one person, one woman, in Lechayev Shtayim, you shouldn't be liable for two, but like Pasuk without a Pasuk. Lechach Tzach Yitr, Lechayev Shtayim, Mishach, is everybody need to have the extra Ribui to say Lechayev two and one woman. And then it says, but then we can just say, the Perikam, the Kreis is in verse, but the Kreis of the Almad Alav, I mean, the Gemara tells us, the Bechal of Shor, Bekes of Eiz, regarding the milk, regarding the chaylev, the forbidden fats of the ox and the lamb and the goat, they only get one set of lashes. And v'chein lechem kel levi karmel, so to regarding the chadash of the isser of eating new grain, v'chein maser dogen betirish v'yitzes, so to regarding the tithing of grain and wine and oil. If one violates, only violate one. If not for extra psukim, as Gemara brings Perikam decreases. But why? Each one is explicitly mentioned. Didn't you tell me it's explicitly mentioned? Then you have each one individually. Hashem says we can say is no. The zag v'chartzim, when it comes to the great skin and the great peel, shnei shem is nindu. There are two different titles of things. So to millstones. So to all of them. Their shem chel v'echad. It's one title of forbidden fats. Who? That's what it is. So do bread. So do the title Maisa Echro, they're all one, and therefore it's not considered as independently mentioning something, and therefore you would have a special ribuy, unlike all the cases that we mentioned. Let's say Abai Rabba booked a Rabun Rabbi Huda Kamiflagi that they're disagreeing about this idea that if you give me chayev on a lav, Shabaklolas, or not. Wait a second. Time Rabbi Yehuda, the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara said, is hab mishum tchi nefesh u'chayvel, because when it's in the pasuk, because the person's life you're taking as security, l'shar devarim huda asa is coming to teach you other things. The lo mishum lav shebecholos, but it's not because you violate a generic a prohibition. Could the come by like a bias says? So that's the case. Rabbi Yehuda could hold that Rechaim Rachav. That you would be chayiv, meaning the reason he says is needed to say it's aser other kelim of achal nefesh. That's why it doesn't teach you regarding other things. So how are you learning that they're saying the same idea? Peshem says you're right. She can't gemar, but this is the way the gemar normally does. Even though I already explained the reasoning that's ki nefesh uchayvel is teaching the shad varmu da asa. Oimer, the Gemara still says, Lema, let's say, the Kishen Noimer, Ha Lema, Bebesa Medrash, when they said this Lema, Adan Lenedlem Tamim before, they didn't know yet explicitly this reasoning. Elah Yisavar, the Gemara thought, the time of Rabbi Huda, the reason of Rabbi Huda is that, Mishab Nein Lekhan, Lav Shabbat Chalal, is the reason why you don't get another Lav, it's because you don't get lashes for a generic prohibition. Well, the Puna like, and according to Puna, you do get lashes. Kaigav in the Ikanam Perk Achelitz. That's how similar the Gemara in Yavam is. Abul Mechesa Manav also talks about Gabriel Safik ibn Yavam. And you have this guy is doubtfully the child and the sons of the Yavim, Shabbalachal ben Nechzi Yavim, to come to divide in the assets of the Yavim. The Achashik of Apirish, the Taimish Lad Mabir Abanan, the Gemara already said the reasoning of Abanan Mabir Kamashim of Hashim Besayib, like the Gemara explains at the end, Kishadecha Lema, when the Gemara rejects this Lema, Shle Nechliku, become Dina, Bahadadina, that they don't disagree with their Kamdina, Hadadina. Amachakan, the Gemara says after it, Lema, Madam, become Dina, Kirabanan, Umadama, Hadar, Dina, Kaadmoin, because the Gemara did not yet know, even though the Gemara had explained it. And the Gemara says, no, not necessarily that's the case. But that's the derech of the Gemara. Next, it says, matabing in the words of the Gemara, Amalcha Rabbi Rabbi would tell you, no, that may have a love of Rabbi Yehuda, but I could even be like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a statement to wonder, because while Gabi Zag Bechartzen, by the grape skin and the grape peel, Naminechliku, we also have Machlekes, Abaya and Rava, Beper Gimel Minin, the Gemara knows the Machesma Beis, and Per Koshon, the Gemara Pesachim of Memalvim Beis. Rabbi Amr says, Ochel Zag Bechartz, and the person eats the grape skin and the grape peel. Like a Gimel, gives three thirds of lashes. Mishum Zag Bechartz, because the skin and the peel, and the pit. Or Mishum, and also for Kolash Yasa, whatever is made from it. Avagav Mechalash Yasa, Asa, Lashar, Dabarim, even though that those words of the pasuk are actually come to include other things. The Marpegim in the Gemara includes with it in the Gemara in Nazdav Lamaches. So how could you be saying even like Rabbi Yehuda if you explicitly say over there that even though it's coming to teach something else, it could still teach you another law? The Hashem says we can say the Mekalashi Asa, that pasuk Mashma Shehu Belashon Lav, that it's in terminology of another prohibition Yisim Mekulam, more than them all, meaning that and therefore you could explain that it's coming to teach you an added negative prohibition. And therefore we explain that it's talking about another negative prohibition for the great skin and the great pit. Although you're right that you need it for something else, which is what he says over here in the Gemara, but there it sounds like it's adding on also another lap. Or another approach you could say is that kineveshu chayvel, regarding what we're saying in regard to the security, there you could say it's like the same thing, just the other way around. That sounds like it's only coming to say other things, and not that it's coming to add on any more prohibitions on the two millstones. Because the Badi Avaksiv Kol Nefesh Uchevul had it written Kol Nefesh Uchevul, because it's like it says in the Pasuk Mamid Mikol Ashiyasa. Yeah, have a coin Namir Chaim Rochav. It would also be going, but since it says Ki, sounds like it's a reasoning, and it's saying to include other things that have the same reason, but not to add on more lav. And that's what I'm going to say. Abaya, Abaya says, no, doesn't have to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. He could say even like Rav Huna. The problem is, Mekamakam Layocha Lidchis, he cannot reject Azag V'chartzen regarding the great skin and the great pit. Like the Gemara rejects over here, Plukta, regarding Machlekes Dinam Mevushal, regarding the partially roasted and cooked Karban Pesach. Because that pasuk, Kriyaseiruhu, is an extra pasuk. What Pishpuk and Rashi explains, okay, like Rashi explains that, yeah, since it's coming to include other things, also including Rechaim Rechaim. But if that's the case, Bezag Bechar, to Nami name it Luka Gimel, then by the grape skin and pit, should also say you get three sets of lashes. Then you can say the same rationale. Should come other things. Then he says clearly that it's two and not three. What you could say is like this. Rather, no, it doesn't seem to be correct, like the way Rashi says that the Kroy Yaseir means to come include other things. This is what it means. Nefesh Uchevel, that is, he's taking his life as collateral. Kroy Yaseiruhu, what does it mean to say that it's extra pasuk? It means to say that beloitzach l'shadvarim, that you don't need it for other things. This because tashmin lo merachayim merachav, because really know from a comparison, a mamatzin of merachayim merachav, lehava beis ksum ka'echad, where you can't say oh it's two pesukim saying the same idea. The itzachu because you needed both of them lechayim b'leim mishum beis kem to say that the liable of each one has two independent vessels. So therefore you don't need to have kinefesh uchevul for other things. It's family l'chaim or l'achav. Therefore, it's also going on to say you get another lav. But regarding the pasuk by the Nazir, that's coming specifically only for other things, which we don't know that to be, include them from the zag and the charetzin, and therefore that's why he says yichayev only two. Now, however, says Taisis that amiu gam al petra kontras lekoshrut. The truth is, even Rashi interpretation not difficult. Because the halacha lehebi ahud the zag v'charetzin, that the reason why the Gemara doesn't bring from zag v'charetzin, as Taisis was asking, was because lefish en yochel litches, which since actually as Taisis pointed out, the Gemara would not be able to reject and say, oh, abaya could even be like Rav Huna, because if einem maybe el davar sheyochel litches, the Gemara actually is only bringing something that could be rejected. That's actually the path of the Gemara Shein Maschel, that the Gemara doesn't start only to prove or laharis and to illustrate the Malchal Lekavashman, that from here you can't prove anything. And this that we said Rav Huna could be like Abaya. That's what Abaya says. That if you eat the Karban Pesach, no mavush, you get two sets of lashes. But in the like of Kim Tzliyesh, that you don't get lashes for Kim Tzliyesh. The Kim Tzliyesh also look at the Tanya, because it's coming to teach you like we learned in the Braisa. But this to explain the reasoning of Abaya Mishum, the Ain Lakin Lav Shabakhlalas, that it doesn't get lab on the lav lash on lav shabakhlas. Lemotzabakrabhuna. He cannot hold like Ravuna, though he can never shukhaival, because that pasik abanam lav shabakhlas is also a generic lav, Ravuna, and according to Ravuna, you do get lashes. So the Gemara just wants to prove that what's not in indicative. But of course you're right, Zag Bakharzin would prove it. But then it's a chabaya halcha time of day in Lakin. Why does Abaya need the reason that you don't get lashes on the lav mishum kim tzli eish, because the lav shabachlolas mishum dav lav shabachlolas typically the itzak like the tanya. Why don't you say that he like the gemara itself says that he needs to like we taught in it needs for the teaching of the brayso. Yeshem says to exist the gemara who took him a farish. It's actually. The truth is, Abai didn't say the reasoning is because Lav Shabbat. The Gemara is explaining it because the Gemara knew that that's a sheet in other places. But they explained the reason according to him, from the other Gemara, that the Gemara knew that in general, that's what he holds. As we brought. But the truth is, Kobe Abai himself could hold the reasoning of the Pasuk is necessary for the Braisa. Or Inami. Another approach is that Abaya led Rav der Rav Kama. Abaya was really going just according to Rav. Oh, Kama, what he's telling was like this. Lididi according to me, lo asikim sliyesh, lalav. Sliyesh is not coming to teach you negative prohibition. That location, if we come to teach you as a comparison. As the Braisa brings it. But Elafila didach, but even according to you, the lava has come to teach you negative prohibitions. Ain't look, and lav shabachalos, you don't get lashes on the generic lav. For the reason that Abaya says that you don't get malchus for lav shabachlalas, comes in Perikol Shah. The Gemara says it over there at the end of Perikol Shah in Pesachim Nef Memalev. Tartu did loy lucky. Okay, so you're not going to get two sets of lashes. Chadmi lucky, but okay, so one you will get. But according to the reasoning Abaya says over here, Aliba de Rav Huna, Chim Sliyesh, like the Tanya, that it's teaching for something else, not for lav, and just what it tells you in the Brisa, then you're right, you wouldn't even get one set of lashes. Next test master begins with the Gemara, Abul Hocha, but over here, Chim Sliyesh, Lamayasa. What's it coming to teach you? Meaning there's not like rashes, there's nothing that's not included in Noam Abushal, except for Sli, that to say that it's coming to teach you extra lavin. Says Taisim, what are you going to say? But you do need it to teach you, like the Tanya, as it's told in the Baisa, because you come about, like Abaya says. B'Shem Tzitzit says, the Rava of Hekesh with Sli'esh. Rava has the Hekesh from the Pasuk Sli'esh, the Chsib B'Krod L'Kameh, that says in the next Pasuk. Sli'esh Amasa Amrem Yechlu, and B'Samach La'atach Amen Ano B'Gaymer. So therefore you don't need this Sli'esh. Now I've got the Baisa Pergol Shah, though, the Gemara B'Sachim Nav, Memavim Mebeis Nokat Kra, picks the Pasuk, the Chim Sli'esh. The first one, Lam Mishum Dimine Darsh, because that's darshing from there, the way Rava's explaining. And Nichol, the Mikra Kra Guva, it prefers to pick the Pasuk itself, the Nama Vosha, the Halacha of Nama Vosha itself. Now, Abayis of Abayi held the Davka Nakalei Brais. No, the Brais specifically picked that pasuk Kiyim Tzliyesh. Avakrachwiti, because the other pasuk Lo Yismichahu. Abayi held that other pasuk is not near you know, to the Noah and Sleep. And it's not from two psukim that are near each other. So you're going to say, Vakati Itzrach, but wait a second. You still do need the pasuk of Kiyim Tzli for what? L'chai, if it's raw, or it's cooked in the hot waters of Tiberias. Because the Rabbah Guvi Kamasev Per Kol Shah, and the Gemara B'sachim, the Rav himself says, Mai Chayav de Kamar, Mishum Kiyim Tzli Eish, it's Gabi Mavoshal B'chamit Tveria, it's cooked in the Chamit Tveria. So how could he say that you don't need it for anything, therefore must be teaching more lava? But Yishlemit says, what you'd say is, that actually, there ain't no loike b'chayim b'vosh b'chayim t'veria. You don't get lashes if eating karm bezach raw or cooked in chayim t'veria. Ketanya hasam, like the Brice of teacher over there, yochel yeh loike, you would think get lashes. Tamalem no mavushal, which is, no mavushal ma'atilach. You only get lashes for partially roasted and cooked, b'loichai, and not if it's totally raw. And so, b'shmait n'hochkam rova, what Rova was saying in our circuit was like this, kim tzli'esh l'may asa pirish, in other words, l'eza lav lilkais, for which negative prohibition to get malchus, because we said you don't get malchus v'chai and chamet v'ar. Im loy, l'tfuy lavi al namavosh, must be teaching you to add a more negative prohibition for namavosh. This is what I'm beginning to say, that ha'ki nefesh hu, which is the pasuk as the Bach has in the word chayvel. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kama Rava, Rava says, Dasal Dvar Machem Lulkas Aleim. Let's come and teach you for other things that you get lashes on. V'loy minan Yerchayim Rachav Amarati Lacha V'loy Shai Dvar. We don't tell you that, oh, I told you only Yerchayim Rachav and not other things. So, but the same svar that you said by the Karm Pesach, you should say also over here by the other mashkainis. Bisham says, he says, you can say, the chinefesh uchayvel, maskar iser sha'isa. It's mentioning the prohibition that he does, sha'chayvel, that he's taking a security. And, ulakachas l'shad varm, lukas aleim. So he must be teaching you for other things, that if you take security, that you're going to get lashes. Avon kim tzli eish, but that pasuk, but only if it's roasted by the fire, in the maskar, Shem Isser doesn't mention any Isser. Therefore, it's not coming to teach you Malkus for other things. Kiyim on Namavoshal, only on Namavoshal. Because when Lav bad, you the Torah explicitly writes a Lav. Says Taisis, okay, Ashta Mashma Hacha. So now it sounds like over here, that I feel that even as we continue to talk about design, Amid Aleph, that Lerav, according to Rav, ain't like in the Chayim Avoshal, Chayim Tveria. You don't get lashes for raw and cooked in chametver. I mean, they come from the fact that it says eliki and sliyesh l'mayasa. Like we said, so what's it coming to teach you? Which, what do you mean? It's coming to teach you chay and chametver. Obviously, we said that no, there's no malchus. Because in labayim, for sure labayim, the moment that it says in loike lav shabaklolus, they don't get lav for a generic ister. And umuki kim sliyesh, and he says kim sliyesh is teaching you liktan liklinda brayson and not for chay and chametver. Problem is, Mekan Kosha Pesha Kuncha. So from here, Zibbogon Rashi says the Pesha Pesha Kosha explains the Pesha Pesha Kosha that he braised the Tani. The braised that says, No, O Bushel, O Marti Lacha, I told you that, No, O Bushel, you get Malkus Veloi Chai. Rashi says, Asi Kaman No, it's going like the opinion, it's in like in Lam Shabbat Lolis, which is like a Baya. That's not true. But what do you mean? But we said that Rava also would hold that you don't get. Boy, the Tikshu B'nai L'Rava, the Malaykin. Additionally, the difficulty is that you have the difficulty that the Gemara says that according to Rava that you do get lashes, meaning the question that it should be asked: how does Rava say that? The Brice says explicitly you don't get lashes. How could Rava say that you do? Based on what Rashi is saying. V'oid, Perish Bekunj, Rashi always explains, the this is what the Gemara says over there, Memalfa Mabez, the Tartu Hudulay Lakhe, okay, you don't get two lashes, Labaya, Domain Loikin, and Lav Shabaklolas, that you don't get lashes for generic Isser. chadim yalaki, but when you do get lashes, appears al no ain a leike shdayim mishum no or mishum kim tzliyesh. That Rashi explains, if you eat it no, you don't get two sets of lashes because of kim tzliyesh. You only get lashes because of no itself. Now, avla milsa achrit, but regarding something else, leishayach elikim tzliyesh. That like that sounds like that one would get lashes. So the problem is vahashta near in Devarv Kesayis and Zerazen. Now it looks like it's contradicting because the hashta brais la asya filik habaya. Now it comes out that the brais says that you don't get lashes on chai like habaya. That you don't get malchus on lav shabachlolos, and then you don't get malchus on kim sliyesh. The Gemara explained that according to habaya by chai. You would get malchus for this love. So it says lekach nira. Therefore, it would seem the brayza asya lekulama. No, actually, the brayza is going according to everyone. Everyone agrees that you don't get malchus on those two cases. Rishul el, like we explained. I v'had the kamar, and this that the Gemara says that chadmi elaki mefarish abinu tam. So Rabbi Yantam explains that Tarti Lailaki, you don't get lashes for two, dim history by Mishum No, Mishum Kim Sliyesh, Eina Oiva El Mishum No, you only violate for the case of No, and Bechem Mavushal. But if the only one Kim Sliyesh, Kesheich No, or Mavushal, then Laika, then you would get lashes, as we explained, that, if you're warning for no and kim sliyesh or mevushal, and you warn mevushal kim sliyesh, then you only get one. But if you don't warn only for but kim sliyesh, and you eat no mevushal, then you would get malchus. Like we're saying that that this that it says il kim sliyesh l'may asa, for sure according to Abaya the holds in lag mishav b'kolos, that you wouldn't get malchus for chai and mevushal b'chametverion. But one would get for Kim Sliyesh if that was the only thing that it was warned for.